Daniel.
We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Did all those famous people really utter those historic quotes? Or has someone been playing jiggery pokery with the evidence? Professor Buzzkill sets the record straight on quote or no quote.
Ah, yes, Albert Einstein. Perhaps number 3 or number 4 on the all-time misquoted list. No, he didn't say that thing about the disappearance of bees and the disappearance of bee pollination being the sign that animal life on the planet, especially humans, was doomed within 4 years. No, he didn't say, if the facts don't fit the theory, change the facts. And as we've shown in an earlier episode of Quote or No Quote, he didn't say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But people keep crediting these kinds of quotes and ideas to Einstein over and over, even though they're misattributing to good old Albert what other important and thoughtful people said first. And one of the most common Einstein no quotes you see coursing around the internet is, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Sometimes the misquote-meisters add, so is a lot, to this pithy quote about knowledge, and we end up with, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, so is a lot. It's probably the type of thing Einstein would say, but there's no evidence that he did. And if he had said it, Einstein, being highly educated and well-read, would probably know that he was quoting another highly educated, well-read, and talented person, Alexander Pope, the 18th century English poet. And the pity of all this is that the current cultural disease of applying quotes only to Einstein and Churchill and Gandhi leaves out the other true greats, like Alexander Pope. In his Essay on Criticism, written in 1709 and published in 1711, Pope wrote, a little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep, or taste not the Pierian spring. There, shallow draughts intoxicate the brain, and drinking largely sobers us again. The Pierian spring, by the way, refers to a mythic spring in Macedonia, near Mount Olympus, the waters of which were reputed to inspire Orpheus, the poet and musician in ancient Greek mythology. And notice that in Pope's original, it's a little learning that's a dangerous thing, rather than a little knowledge. A Pope's Essay on Criticism is a lengthy commentary written in verse on the purpose and place of writers and literary critics in a nation's culture. And the Essay on Criticism is also the source of other great thoughts that have become famous quotations. These include, to err is human, to forgive divine. And, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. When Buzzkill Institute researchers urge me to stop being such a quotation tyrant, I always remind them that fools rush in to attribute pithy phrases to Einstein, Gandhi, and Churchill, where thoughtful buzzkillers fear to tread. Ho ho, we're a literary group, so we are. I'll talk to you next week, and in the meantime, here's Pearl Bailey schooling Frank Sinatra about a little learning.
Hey, Pearl, what's bugging you, girl?
Too much knowledge, Frank, too much knowledge.
Well, explain it to me.
Well, I started to school at the age of 6.
One of them real quiz kids.
Yeah, started reading and writing and such.
Usual start.
As time went on, I studied lots of other things.
Uh-huh,
No, most of them didn't hurt much.
Well, I had other teachers.
Well, I got my diploma. I was real, real smart.
That's pretty frame, huh?
Of my knowledge, there was no doubt.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but lately I've ascertained.
That's a big word, too.
It wasn't even a start. Let me tell you what I found out.
Look at the size of my ear. pour it on.
You know it started with a man.
Uh-huh.
And the man, he was grand.
Hated the truth.
He had a line that would make a bird sing.
Well, this kid really came on, I can see that. 'Cause you were much too smart to be afraid at the start.
Frank, a little learning is a dangerous thing.
Well, I'd like to hear some more.
At first, he only wanted two.
Two?
Then he changed it to few.
Oh, you mean loot.
I even loaned.